Hi again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross, editorial director here at Television Week, and we're here on the phone again to talk about day six and hour 3 to 4 with showrunner Howard Gordon and executive producer. How are you doing, Howard?
Hey, Chuck. I'm well, thank you.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, this season, I think, more than any in recent memory, on a week-to-week basis, really seems to have more twists and turns. It's almost hard to keep up with everything.
It's a little dizzying. Well, you can get at 24.com, I believe there is a, what are they called? Not footnotes, but what are the things you used to do in school?
Oh, no, it would be like, yeah, it would be, you know, explanations and cards and all that. I think, you know, what more I need is something to keep my head from spinning. But it has been dizzying. Needless to say, well, a couple of, you know, real interesting turns last night. Obviously, everybody was, wondering, what was going to happen with Jack and his dad, and of course, the relationship with Marilyn, and was Marilyn going to tell Jack, exactly what's been going on, and obviously she did. Then we had a couple of real interesting scenes with Lennox and deciding, you know, what's going to happen with the president. And obviously we're on pins and needles to see how that's going to, if the nefarious forces are going to will out there. But let me ask you a couple things about last night's episode. One of the things that I thought was interesting and was, again, the line you have going with Chloe and her husband and sort of what's going on with him. And I just want to know how that sort of evolved with Morris. And obviously we had him maybe drinking last night, but he spit it out and all that.
Right. Well, it's just an evolution of the story, continuing the story of what happens in the wake of having done what was very human, but ultimately might have, you know, might yet lead to the arming of these nuclear weapons and a nuclear attack. And his, you know, and I guess it's in that subgenre of dilemmas that we, you know, use all the time. What would you do? What happens when your duty? What happens when your duty collides with some human aspect, whether it's vulnerability, whether it's love, whether it's some connection. So it's just telling that story, and I think Carla did a fantastic job.
Right.
And so did Chloe, and so did Mary Lynn.
Right. One question I've wondered about how the show and the structure of the show as you guys write it. How do you decide? Is it sort of a gut thing? How do you decide to when to slow it down and put in those moments of what's going on, for example, last night between Morris and Chloe, in amongst all this really slam-bang action that's just going on, you know, and this tenseness of, you know, you can't waste a second because, you know, the nuclear bomb, you got it, everybody, but then we do slow it down, you guys do slow it down. How do you decide to do that?
It's really by feel. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a sometimes maybe it's like the tempo in a musical piece. You realize you've had enough velocity and you're exhausted, and it gets to be too much, and you want to slow it down, or something demands explanation. Really, it's really by feel. It's not designed. It's not architectural. It's not mathematic. We're gonna do three fast ones and one slow one, or two and two. It's just sort of we feel like we've had enough motion, and sometimes it's time to catch up emotionally and take stock of where all these characters are.
Right. And then obviously we had, you know, the further revelations last night of Jack realizing what his father's really, really done and who his father really is, though his dad's obviously still trying to get out of it somewhat. Very interesting. I mean, as Jack continues his journey this week, and again, I think Kiefer's been handling that really well.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, and as confusing as it is, I think we've finally gotten through the muck of these twists and turns and laid all our cards on the table from Kiefer's point of view. Now he knows it was not Graham acting alone, but Graham at the behest of his father who was behind all the terrible stuff that happened last season.
Right.
And obviously this season as well. And the father has come clean that he is doing this in his mind to preserve this legacy which Jack betrayed in his mind.
Right. And then, of course, we have the hook at the end of the show where it looks like we're going to get President Logan back in,
right?
Which is pretty interesting. One of the things I do want to mention, one of the things that's been sort of a continuing controversy this season, it's alluded to. I mean, 24 is 24. I mean, for example, what Phillip's done this season with killing his son and then threatening his grandson. And, of course, the controversy that leads to is the torture scenes. And we talked about it a little bit last week, and I bring it up because we actually editorialized about it this week. And just real quickly, those listeners who aren't quite familiar, is 24. The New Yorker did a cover story saying that in November, some folks from West Point and human rights places and other folks met with some of the creators of 24, and the part of the discussion was about the fact that military recruits seem to be having a hard time differentiating between what they're learning in the classroom about what are correct interrogation methods and things that they've seen on 24. And David was very articulate about that last week. And Howard, I saw that last week you also mentioned in an article that maybe we would see a little toning down of it. And is there anything you can tell us about that? That's all. I know you're sort of talked out on the subject.
Yeah, I'm pretty talked out on the subject, to be honest with you. I feel like it's I think a lot of inaccuracies have been flying back and forth, and it does seem to be coming something that's greater than the issue itself.
Sure.
So I'd rather not comment on it.
Okay, absolutely not a problem. Well, Howard, look, we're so appreciative of your explaining, the emotional ups and downs and how you guys do that every week, and we're certainly looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Me too. We have a couple good ones coming up, so I'll look forward to talking to you about
it. We sure appreciate it. Thanks,
right,
Howard.
Bye-bye.